All right, everybody, welcome to our
bonus episode.
We are so exciting, living our lives, living our Christmas dreams. We are so excited. I have been listening to Christmas music since November 1st. Jacob can attest to that.
Oh my God. Including now. What is this music that you...
This is Andy Williams. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Oh my God. Okay. Anyway, here we are with our bonus episode, and we have back with us special guest, Jessica!
Hi, Jessica!
Hi!
What are your favorite Disney Christmas memories?
What a question! I'm just going to go with why I wanted to talk about this. I got here, it's not Thanksgiving yet. It's, you know, I don't know when this is going to air, but it's before Thanksgiving.
It's fine, you can tell them what day it is. It's and before Thanksgiving.
I got off a plane and I was picked up by Derek, brought back to the apartment, to which we all decided, everyone decided it was time to decorate the Disney Christmas tree.
Yes!
Disney Christmas tree.
What better way?
No idea what I was in for.
And no, it's not that bad.
It's not that bad, but it's a magnificent thing. We're sitting here right now with the tree before us.
It does possibly look like a Paint the Night Parade float.
And why? Why is that? Tell us. Describe to our...
Okay, so, I mean, it's just, it's a simple, like, 6-footer tree. It's not huge, right?
Right.
It's pre-lit with white lights, but then we added colored lights to it.
Yes. Thanks to Derek.
And then we got this amazing tree topper. We'll put the video up on our Facebook page. You videoed it, I
yes.
believe. And it has this like color wheel at the top that puts, it shines
like
light,
laser lights
onto the ceiling and it swirls around. It's fantastic. It's everything Christmas should be. So, and then we got ribbon. So I'm going to give you a tip. If you want your tree to look like professional, you just get some ribbon and you just start at the top and swirl that ribbon down.
But now, nice ribbon. This is nice quality ribbon. Thick ribbon.
No, you've got to get wired ribbon.
Yeah, well, okay,
it's
got to
be wired.
Specific.
You can get ribbon at Michael's or...
It's like 2 inches wide, though.
Yeah.
You don't
yeah.
want like thin, like you're going to wrap your present.
No,
because it adds just
no.
color.
This isn't cloth ribbon. This is, or like hair ribbon. This is like, packing a packet, like you'd wrap a bow in a package, right? So
sure.
anyway, so we have that. We have a green ribbon. No, we have a blue ribbon, a red ribbon, and a purple ribbon. We went jewel tones.
Jewel tones. I'm gonna say I'm always a fan of green on green. So if you want to put green ribbon through
that.
Your green, I think it's a great tip.
You love green saying. Ornaments on a green tree. I don't get it, but okay.
Yeah. Monochromatic.
Yes, maybe or colorblind. That's the other thing. Anyway.
Okay.
Jessica, tell us about the tree. What else is on the tree? So I said, oh, I have a few Disney ornaments.
Yeah, and he disappears for a minute out to the storage. Like, this box comes in. Great. It's like a little box of ornaments. And then boxes start coming out of the box. And these boxes are book-shaped. They're in themselves a decoration. And as he opens each book, there are... individual ornaments wrapped in newspaper. So I had no idea how many were in there. So he like starts unpacking one box and like the excitement in Jacob's face. Every ornament that he discovered,
well,
rediscovered.
It was like seeing old friends, you know? You know, you like, you open up a genie ornament and you just get excited. You're like, genie! So...
Well, box
what
one.
They are, what they are is, just to be clear, they're the Disney Storybook Ornament Collection. I don't know when it happened. I bought them years ago. I believe you can buy them on Amazon, like, or eBay. Like, I think they're discontinued, but it was like one of those Ornament of a Month Club kind of things. Like, I would get a box a month. They would each have, like, 6 to 8 ornaments in it of a different... Disney movie, and we went from Snow White all the way up to Aladdin.
So it was chronological. The series was chronological of that you would just get.
I don't remember, but
and you would receive them every month.
Yeah, like every month. And it was like I don't know how I found this, but
wow.
I just
So you it would be March, and you'd get your ornaments.
You'd get a box of ornaments, and you'd pay your $34.95 a month. That, yes.
That is amazing.
I don't know. I don't know how I did it. I could barely feed myself during that time, I guess, but I had Christmas ornaments. But the thing was, is that because I lived in New York, I got all these ornaments and really only had, I had them up for 1 year. I had a big enough apartment to have a tree like this size.
Sure.
And then after that, I had to move and never had enough space. And these ornaments went into storage until we got here.
Right. And then now talk about that, because when we put them up last year,
it was the first time in like 15 years I've had these ornaments.
Wow.
They've been sitting in storage in a box.
That is
and
insane.
And so it really is like,
old friends.
Old friends. And so excited to see, like, oh my gosh.
And then now talk about how we organized them last year versus this year.
Last year it was like a hodgepodge. Like you just picked up an ornament and you put it anywhere on the tree. And this year, Jessica had the idea of...
We did it in stories. Each little section tells a story.
So like all the Peter Pan ornaments are together. Then all the...
Lion King is in.
Dalmatians are together with
Cruella. I'm not sure if that was my idea, but I definitely did a lot of the storytelling.
Yes, but you implemented it, so it was.
Now, what's really fun about it is that, you know, sometimes you you kind of ignore or you put the worst ornaments towards the back or whatever. And what's really fun is that you look at this tree even from the side, and I'm looking at it now, and there is like a whole Beauty and the Beast story being told upstage left.
Well, I just feel so bad. How can you put any of these ornaments in the back?
No, the Aristocats kind of got put in the back.
The Aristocats kind of got
That's
put in the back.
Kind of a thing.
Sorry, Aristocats, but I love the Aristocats.
They're great. And so your most recent, because you've been adding ornaments.
So now, yeah, I like to add ornaments. I like to get one every time I go, but that doesn't really happen. But that was the idea.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen. But we have the princesses. So I've been trying to update. So now we have a Tiana,
an Ariel,
a Mary Poppins. I guess I need a Frozen.
Oh,
maybe,
no
I think,
maybe
that's... I think Frozen. We do, just next to the tree, we do have an Olaf.
Yeah, we are featuring Olaf in its own little story.
We have an Olaf that, like, is...
Where did you get this Olaf? It's adorable.
It was a gift. It was a Christmas gift. 3 years ago from Derek's mother, Kim. She just, it was very sweet. They got me a spinning Olaf.
And it was when, like, you couldn't find anything frozen. And all of a sudden you had an Olaf, spinning Olaf.
Spinning
so,
Olaf. Yeah,
I
it
don't
was
know where she
the
got
real
that.
Deal.
That's good.
Anyways, Frozen is absolutely represented.
Anyway, I love Christmas, and I'm so excited to see all the Christmas stuff that's going to be... happening at Disneyland.
At the parks.
I love that parade. We love that ballerina. I hope they have the same ballerina from last year. We loved her.
That
Remember
smile.
She gave that
yes.
6 o'clock ponche.
Oh, just adorable.
It's Christmas.
We
Nothing
also,
says Christmas like a 6 o'clock ponche.
I also love the height of the elves. Now listen.
The height of the elves.
Listen to me, because we watch all these parades. We watch them multiple times, and I just feel like this is the time that the smaller dancers
are
and performers
featured.
Get hired.
Oh, I see.
Yes,
you're talking about how tall they are.
Yes.
The actual.
I'm literally talking about their height,
like,
and also like the little ones,
5 feet. 5'2 performers and under are featured.
They're everywhere.
Yes.
They're everywhere. It feels like real. They feel like real elves.
But then they have the tall, like the reindeer are so tall.
Reindeer are tall. The marching
cute?
Horn blowers are tall.
Yes.
And all, but
trumpeters.
But you also have the smaller, like little snowmen that are like fumbly and bumbly. Oh my God, I can't wait. It's going to be
the
great.
The snowman. I love the snowman.
So ornaments. They sell ornaments I was just going to say, they sell ornaments all over the park. But they have special, like, Christmas sections and special Christmas areas. The one I'm thinking about in particular is the one on Main Street that focuses on the holiday stuff. It's sort of just next to the main emporium.
All year round.
All year round. It's always there. So if you're looking for ornaments, go and get them there.
But I'm kind of crazy, because this one I like, just like I think it might need to be a new tree. Do you know what
this
I mean?
This tree is full.
Like, yeah. You get, like, another tree and
what
you do
did
all
I
the
say?
Shoes. You
Before
do all the
we
shoes.
Started this, I said, they said, oh, now, which where should we put these? I said, you can put an ornament on each
Every
of these branches.
Branch.
And people did not believe me. Derek and Jessica
not
did
that
not believe
many.
Me.
There's,
there are
it's
tons.
It's pretty close. The issue is also, like, some of them are pretty weighty. Like, some of, you know.
Yeah, so you kind of have to balance them on
the
branches.
Yeah, they
got to
sit on another branch, so...
This
yeah,
you definitely need like a fake tree for these ornaments because
yeah.
they need the like the sturdiness of the wire.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Like I think a regular tree they would just like
depends
bend.
What kind of tree. You
yeah,
can
yeah,
get
yeah,
one.
Yeah. That's true. I don't
but
know. I'm allergic to pine, so I can't ever have a pine tree.
Oh,
that's good to know. I'm featuring a bed.
Well,
bath
that doesn't
and
have
body
the oil.
Works.
Bath
that doesn't
and Body
have,
Works.
I have a Bath and Body Works candle that I just purchased today. That and I, we were looking for pine, like a pine smell, and we settled on mahogany balsam.
Well, that's not pine. That's mahogany.
I don't.
He didn't like the pine. We found some other pine today that smelled really good, but were really expensive, and they were having a sale. But he did not like the pine. I was like, "This is the pine. If you want the pine," and he was like, "Nope, I can't."
Yeah,
I don't like
it's
I don't
it's
like it.
A lot.
It's
but
a lot
because it's a fake tree. We wanted to sort of
make it smell
right.
sort of smell
I
like
see.
It was
yes.
right.
I mean, being allergic to pine and growing up in North Carolina is. Kind
Major.
Of trouble.
I didn't
something.
Realize you were allergic to pine.
Well, not allergic. Like, I'm not going to go to the hospital, but I, like, get stopped up. Do you know what I mean? Kind of like you and cats.
Oh, God.
With kitty cat. Not as bad, though. You're off.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're off topic.
No.
Christmas tree.
We're talking about our allergies.
And what are your allergies, Jessica?
We're talking about our allergies.
Oh, my God.
That's
this
hilarious.
Is crazy. Anyway. Have fun, everybody, decorating your Christmas tree. We wish you all the best. We're not, like, taking a break. We'll see you during Christmas.
All I'm saying is you should decorate it as soon as the spirit comes to you. As soon as you feel like it's the Christmas spirit is there, get that Christmas tree
oh,
and decorate it.
My mother's beside herself. She was like, I can't believe you've decorated. It's not even Thanksgiving.
I'm just saying.
I love it. And it probably will... Who knows how long it will stay up?
Yeah.
I have a friend whose name is John Walker. That's his real name, Johnny Walker. And he lives his up pretty much all year round. And then he just says it becomes a Victorian floor lamp.
Oh, my God. That's not real.
It is real. It's like, oh, it's my Victorian floor lamp.
Oh, my God.
Because he just loves Christmas. Why not?
Why not? I think it's acceptable, and this is just me, especially if you have a fake one, to keep your tree up until January 31st.
January 31st?
I think it's acceptable.
Oh my God.
But now
Valentine's Day.
And listen, if you have a real tree, it's going to be dead. And if the second that thing dies, take it out. But
well, aren't you supposed to keep it up to like January, the 14 days of Christmas, right?
Oh, now you're getting controversial. What do you mean? 14 days of Christmas are from the first, no.
No.
The
25th through...
Okay.
What's the math?
14
like,
plus
25?
39?
Someone swirl it up.
January 9th?
Yeah, you're supposed to keep it up to January 9th.
Okay.
Because it's
weird.
The 14 days of Christmas.
Oh, like the first day of
On
Christmas.
The first day
Christmas.
Of Christmas is Christmas.
This is tripping me out. I always thought that the first day of Christmas was like 14
days
before.
Prior?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I think it's after. I think it starts on Christmas.
And I thought it was 12, so, you know.
Oh, 12. 14 days.
Oh, I'm confused. Whoops.
14 days.
Whoops.
Oh, my gosh.
All of your Rockette friends. All of your Rockette friends are like,
I was very confused.
Okay, well, what would be on the 13th day, then? It's like,
you
know, 13,
ornaments.
13, I don't know. And the 14, the 12 days, you're supposed to leave your tree up for the 12 days of Christmas.
Okay. See, now 12 makes sense. 13's unlucky, so I would skip 13.
I just thought this was something I'd never heard of. I wasn't even thinking about the song.
It's like Kwanzaa.
Oh,
it's like
gosh.
14 days of Christmas.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I need to go to Disneyland. Okay, listen. We gotta finish this out.
Thank
okay,
you so much, everybody.
Thank you, guys. Have fun putting up your tree.
See you at the
Give us a... Send us a picture. Tag us on Instagram or put it on our
Facebook. Oh my
Facebook.
God, I love
that. I
wanna
see your tree.
Let me see your tree. We're gonna do a hashtag, let me see your tree.
Let me see your tree.
It is a hashtag Main Street and Beyond. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.